Listening, Unit 11, page 164. E.
You will hear part of a discussion between Simon, a TV critic, and Eve, a former reality TV contestant, about reality TV. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
To discuss the thorny topic of reality TV today, it's great to welcome Simon, a TV critic, and Eve, who you may remember as a contestant in Survival, the 5th series, was it?
That's right. I was runner-up, but just glad I survived.
That series has since been dropped. I wonder, Simon, do you think the end has finally come for reality TV?
Well, I for one wouldn't be sad to see it go. You know, when it first really took off, I suppose we could say Big Brother kicked it off back in 2000 in this country, back then there was a huge debate about it in the media. I remember journalists predicting reality TV as the future of television and not quite being able to get my head around that. Oh, but sure enough, they were proved right as the format just continued to develop and pretty soon most of TV was reality TV. With hindsight, I'm afraid it really marked the start of the dumbing down of television programmes, a process which has continued to this day. Every reality show seems bent on outdoing the one before, with even more humiliation and exploitation of sad losers who just want their 15 minutes of fame. The genre really plays to the lowest common denominator when it comes to viewers, and it has turned into a kind of reality soap opera mix in recent years.
Yes, a lot of critics say that reality is a misnomer, because although these shows are unscripted, the reality they show is directed and edited in such a way as to make it more compelling. What is your experience of that, Eve?
Well, of course, when the cameras are filming 24/7, you're not going to see everything, and a lot of footage is cut. And you can't say that a bunch of people being stuck on a desert island for a TV show is very realistic. Of course they choose to show the dramatic scenes, and every film student knows that the story depends on shrewd editing. But we were not acting in any sense of the word, and we were not told what to say.
Didn't you feel a bit humiliated, though, by some of the challenges? The bug-eating one comes to mind. I mean, is it right to film people making fools of themselves?
No, I didn't find that humiliating. It was just part of the format and showed contestants' ability to survive. I think it's good for viewers to see a warts-and-all portrayal of this kind of environment. You know, some of us looked quite rough towards the end. That was real, you know? Whereas before, people might have thought that living on a desert island was, well, something idyllic. Surviving on an island without any luxuries is really tough. I felt I had achieved something.
Yes, but it's not just you and your team and a couple of tents, is it? There's a whole camera crew and production team, you name it.
Well, obviously. Otherwise, how are they going to film? But really, it's tough. It's dangerous. Don't you remember a couple of contestants had to be airlifted to hospital because they got very sick?
Exactly what I'm talking about. Putting people in danger for the entertainment of the masses, it's not that different from the gladiators in ancient Rome. Except today, health and safety measures mean no one should actually risk their lives.
But people in those situations, they're not acting, you know? And I think that's what appeals to audiences.
Oh, come on, they are acting. Not from a script, maybe, but playing to the cameras. It's clear that a lot of the contestants are playing a kind of role, often encouraged to do so by the producers.
Well, the situations are deliberately dramatic. I mean, no one wants to watch a bunch of people sitting around and all getting along.
Why do you think these shows are finally falling out of favour? Is it just that the novelty has worn off?
Well, I suppose that's partly the reason. I mean, it seems that the endless variations of the formula have now been exhausted. Also, I think the instant celebrity that some of these shows' contestants crave is now better served by the internet. A lot of reality shows paved the way for the kind of vlogs you see today. And then there's even an app, I believe, that lets you stream your life live from your mobile. So really, anyone can be famous today.
Yes, but what if that's what the public wants? The ratings used to be phenomenal for these shows. They were often the most watched shows, and their franchises were global. There's something that appeals to a whole lot of people.
The problem is, though, Eve, is that viewers often had no choice. When there wasn't much else on the television, they either watched or turned off. Now let's hope we can get back to some proper programming. I'd like to see more of the quality dramas and documentaries that have been squeezed out of primetime television for over a decade.
Eve, are there any aspects of reality television that you don't like?
Well, I'm not keen on the shows that involve children, you know, the dancing or singing competitions. I think there is always a pushy parent behind these kids, hoping their child will be famous. I mean, it's one thing to fail in front of a small audience, but to get something wrong in front of an audience of millions? That's a huge blow for a small child to take. Also, I don't like watching 10-year-olds doing pop star impressions, however good their voices may be. I think it's just cringeworthy.
Well, the whole question of children and fame is a tricky one. Even before reality TV, there was a problem with that. I have to say that my main objection to the whole reality TV thing is that it is just lazy. It really doesn't require much talent or imagination to put together and requires even less thought from its viewers. It feeds the belief that because viewers see people just like them on the shows, they too could be famous without achieving anything. Whatever the future of reality shows, I'm afraid they have hastened the demise of television as we know it. Writers have moved into creating series for streaming companies. So now, if you want quality television, all you have to do is subscribe to on-demand packages. All the talent has disappeared from television, which, like a lot of old media, is on its last legs.
Now listen again.
To discuss the thorny topic of reality TV today, it's great to welcome Simon, a TV critic, and Eve, who you may remember as a contestant in Survival, the fifth series, was it?
That's right. I was runner-up, but just glad I survived.
That series has since been dropped. I wonder, Simon, do you think the end has finally come for reality TV?
Well, I for one wouldn't be sad to see it go. You know, when it first really took off, I suppose we could say Big Brother kicked it off back in 2000 in this country, back then there was a huge debate about it in the media. I remember journalists predicting reality TV as the future of television and not quite being able to get my head around that. Oh, but sure enough, they were proved right as the format just continued to develop and pretty soon most of TV was reality TV. With hindsight, I'm afraid it really marked the start of the dumbing down of television programmes, a process which has continued to this day. Every reality show seems bent on outdoing the one before, with even more humiliation and exploitation of sad losers who just want their 15 minutes of fame. The genre really plays to the lowest common denominator when it comes to viewers, and it has turned into a kind of reality soap opera mix in recent years.
Yes, a lot of critics say that reality is a misnomer, because although these shows are unscripted, the reality they show is directed and edited in such a way as to make it more compelling. What is your experience of that, Eve?
Well, of course, when the cameras are filming 24/7, you're not going to see everything, and a lot of footage is cut. And you can't say that a bunch of people being stuck on a desert island for a TV show is very realistic. Of course they choose to show the dramatic scenes, and every film student knows that the story depends on shrewd editing. But we were not acting in any sense of the word, and we were not told what to say.
Didn't you feel a bit humiliated, though, by some of the challenges? The bug-eating one comes to mind. I mean, is it right to film people making fools of themselves?
No, I didn't find that humiliating. It was just part of the format and showed contestants' ability to survive. I think it's good for viewers to see a warts-and-all portrayal of this kind of environment. You know, some of us looked quite rough towards the end. That was real, you know? Whereas before, people might have thought that living on a desert island was, well, something idyllic. Surviving on an island without any luxuries is really tough. I felt I had achieved something.
Yes, but it's not just you and your team and a couple of tents, is it? There's a whole camera crew and production team, you name it.
Well, obviously. Otherwise, how are they going to film? But really, it's tough. It's dangerous. Don't you remember a couple of contestants had to be airlifted to hospital because they got very sick?
Exactly what I'm talking about. Putting people in danger for the entertainment of the masses, it's not that different from the gladiators in ancient Rome. Except today, health and safety measures mean no one should actually risk their lives.
But people in those situations, they're not acting, you know? And I think that's what appeals to audiences.
Oh, come on, they are acting. Not from a script, maybe, but playing to the cameras. It's clear that a lot of the contestants are playing a kind of role, often encouraged to do so by the producers.
Well, the situations are deliberately dramatic. I mean, no one wants to watch a bunch of people sitting around and all getting along.
Why do you think these shows are finally falling out of favour? Is it just that the novelty has worn off?
Well, I suppose that's partly the reason. I mean, it seems that the endless variations of the formula have now been exhausted. Also, I think the instant celebrity that some of these shows' contestants crave is now better served by the internet. A lot of reality shows paved the way for the kind of vlogs you see today. And then there's even an app, I believe, that lets you stream your life live from your mobile. So really, anyone can be famous today.
Yes, but what if that's what the public wants? The ratings used to be phenomenal for these shows. They were often the most watched shows, and their franchises were global. There's something that appeals to a whole lot of people.
The problem is, though, Eve, is that viewers often had no choice. When there wasn't much else on the television, they either watched or turned off. Now let's hope we can get back to some proper programming. I'd like to see more of the quality dramas and documentaries that have been squeezed out of primetime television for over a decade.
Eve, are there any aspects of reality television that you don't like?
Well, I'm not keen on the shows that involve children. You know, the dancing or singing competitions. I think there is always a pushy parent behind these kids, hoping their child will be famous. I mean, it's one thing to fail in front of a small audience, but to get something wrong in front of an audience of millions? That's a huge blow for a small child to take. Also, I don't like watching 10-year-olds doing pop star impressions, however good their voices may be. I think it's just cringeworthy.
Well, the whole question of children and fame is a tricky one. Even before reality TV, there was a problem with that. I have to say that my main objection to the whole reality TV thing is that it is just lazy. It really doesn't require much talent or imagination to put together and requires even less thought from its viewers. It feeds the belief that because viewers see people just like them on the shows, they too could be famous without achieving anything. Whatever the future of reality shows, I'm afraid they have hastened the demise of television as we know it. Writers have moved into creating series for streaming companies. So now, if you want quality television, all you have to do is subscribe to on-demand packages. All the talent has disappeared from television, which, like a lot of old media, is on its last legs.